This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A group of Anchorage activists in the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Movement say there's unfinished business in the case of Brian Smith, convicted last month for torturing and killing two Alaska Native women. They're calling for the arrest of Ian Calhoun, who so far has not been charged with any crime. But as KMBA's Rhonda McBride reports, the Anchorage musician has been the target of an online petition and several protests.
Cars honked in support of about 20 protesters lined up alongside the road near Ian Calhoun's home. They stood with signs in big red letters that said, "We do not feel safe, and arrest Ian Calhoun now." Calhoun is a heavy metal drummer who allegedly exchanged text and Facebook messages with Brian Smith not long after he murdered Kathleen Henry in 2019. At the end of Smith's trial, prosecutors brought up something new in the case, evidence that Smith had courted Calhoun to be his confidant. The jury saw text messages between Smith and Calhoun in which Smith tried to arrange a time to show off Henry's body before dumping it near some railroad tracks.
Is there a group of people out there that like to look at the dead bodies of Alaska Native women? We don't know unless APD investigates further.
Antonia Comack, a Native activist and blogger, and also one of the main organizers of a series of downtown protests, says failure to report knowledge of a murder is a crime. During the trial, Calhoun's attorney invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself, so he didn't testify.
We wish that he had, so that we could have heard what it was that he witnessed.
Michael Livingston, a retired police officer, is among the protesters.
The evidence appears to indicate that he not only was aware of a crime, but rather than report the crime, he wanted to protect a now convicted murderer.
So far, Calhoun and his attorney have not responded to requests for comment. The Anchorage District Attorney's Office and police have issued statements saying there is not enough evidence to charge Calhoun. Protesters aren't happy with that answer. Their petition has now surpassed 2,000 signatures. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
A Washington state tribe is getting funding to return forest lands to tribal stewardship. Eric Tigetoff has more.
The Washington state legislature has approved $25 million in Climate Commitment Act funding to the Quinault Indian Nation on the Olympic Peninsula to purchase 11,000 acres of privately owned forest lands on their reservation. Quinault Indian Nation President Guy Capoman says the Climate Commitment Act is an important law for the state.
It shows that the efforts of not only the nation, but the state as a whole and the concern for habitat and the environment is real.
The Climate Commitment Act was passed in 2021 and created a cap and invest program to reduce the state's greenhouse gas emissions. 10% of revenue generated is committed to tribes. The Nature Conservancy in Washington has partnered with the tribe on the purchase. Capoman says reacquiring this forest land for the tribe is momentous.
Repatriating your lands back. I mean, what bigger goal for a tribe is there, right? Other than the wellness of their members. Those are all things that are instrumental in our existence as a people.
Capoman says indigenous people around the world have a significant role to play in combating climate change, given their connection to the land.
Knowing how to manage and deal with those resources can show and help the rest of the world in how we mitigate and adapt to what's happening in the world today.
I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.